Friends, today is Good Friday, and we have yet to get all the goodness that this Friday has to offer. Now, Holy Thursday and Good Friday have something very much in common. There, you can see the power of prayer. One of the things that is so important in Holy Thursday is when Jesus tells his apostles, stay with me, remain here with me, watch and pray. And he shows us the necessity and the power and efficacy of prayer. All of us Christians need this. So I want to tell you about one of the greatest prayers in the world that we can ever have. And we have it right here as Catholics, and all of you that want to take it, please, I ask you to open up your hearts to this most powerful prayer in the world. Stay here in today's video and you'll find out what it is. Friends, as always, please pray with me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we ask through the blood of Jesus, especially on this Good Friday, that you have mercy on us and on the whole world. We ask this through Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My friends, this is a channel Uniquely Mary. My name is Alvaro. It is Good Friday. It is Holy Week. It is an awesome time to be alive as a Christian, to believe in Jesus, to love him, to be saved by his blood. And I want to share with you probably one of the most important things that I can ever share with you. I made a video about it at least a year ago, and this is hopefully a better follow-up. So I want to tell you about the most powerful prayer in the world, and it is the Divine Mercy Chaplet with the Novena leading up to Divine Mercy Sunday. So in the 1920s and 30s, Jesus appeared to this nun in Poland. Her name was Saint Faustina. She was a very humble nun, undeserving, but Jesus chose her as an instrument. She called her an apostle or secretary of his mercy. She gave her a whole series of writings that we now have compiled. It's called The Diary of Divine Mercy, that talks all about God's mercy, and it is a great work of spirituality. You should go pick it up. Wherever it is that you can find books, go get it. It's so awesome. And he gave a lot for us to begin praying to the Divine Mercy, asking God's mercy, imploring this aspect of God, his mercy upon the whole world. And he gave her a number of different ways that we can do that, three of which I want to talk about. First, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. You pray it on rosary beads. There are specific prayers. You can look them up. You can get like a little pamphlet like this that will show you the prayers, but it is essentially the Creed, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and then there's two or three Divine Mercy prayers that you can look them up yourself, and maybe I'll put a link right here. Along with that, he gave her a novena that you would begin today and end on the day before Divine Mercy, the Vigil of Divine Mercy Sunday, which would be a week from tomorrow, a week from Saturday. And then the third thing was Divine Mercy Sunday. And I have to tell you about this. Please spread this video. If you're watching this video, you're responsible for the salvation of other people. So you need to tell them about it, either by showing them this video or telling them yourself. Please, can you understand how important this is? Let me read to you directly, quoting Jesus himself about what he says. He says, my daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls. Refuge. Who else is a refuge? That poster right there says refuge. Because the Blessed Virgin Mary said to the children of Fatima, my Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way that will lead you to God. Why is her Immaculate Heart a refuge? Because her heart is filled with the mercy that Jesus has given her. So he says, I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, especially for poor sinners. If you're a poor sinner or even a middle-income sinner, this is for you. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy. How do we do this? Find out. He says, I want to grant a complete pardon to the souls that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion on the Feast of My Mercy. What do we need to do? Sell all our belongings and give $1 million to the poor, build a church, whip ourselves for 300 days. No, you don't need to do any of that. You don't need to do this, you don't need to do that. You don't need to crawl on your knees to here, to there, although those things are wonderful practices. He asks hardly anything. He just says to have gone to confession and to receive Holy Communion on the Feast of My Divine Mercy Sunday. On the Feast of My Mercy. The Feast of His Mercy is the Sunday after Easter. So Sunday will be the 4th, April 4th. Feast of Divine Mercy will be April 11th. So April 11th, the Feast of Divine Mercy. If you receive communion on that day, I will grant a complete pardon to the souls that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion on the Feast of My Mercy. Whoever approaches a fount of life on this day will be granted complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion will obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. Yes, the first Sunday after Easter is a Feast of Mercy, but there must also be acts of mercy. The graces of My mercy are drawn by means of one vessel only, that is trust. The more a soul trusts, the more it will receive. So my friends, what is this even about? Okay, this is what it is. This is how we believe it as Catholics. So if we accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior and are baptized as He commands us to be baptized, then we will be saved. But that does not mean that we will be 100% sanctified or holy, because Jesus says, be perfect as My Heavenly Father is perfect. Jesus says, be perfect. So He gives us many commands. It's not sufficient to just fulfill one. We must fulfill all of Jesus' commands to enter heaven, not just the one that we like. Yeah, I'm sorry, but sometimes the Protestants do that. It's not enough to just accept Him. You must also accept all His teachings, including be perfect. Most of us do not die perfect, yet we accept and love Jesus. So what do? We have to atone, make up for, and be purified of all of our sins and defects. And this is serious and real. It's not just imaginary. God doesn't just wave His magic wand. So that's why we go to a place that God has created called purgatory, to be purified. That can often take a long, 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 long time, depending on how much we knew about our faith, how free we were, how many graces we had been given, and the choices we made accordingly. Therefore, the more you knew, the more you're held responsible. The less you know, the less you're held responsible. So there's always that double-edged sword. So what is Jesus essentially offering? He's offering both salvation here, but also, if you were to go on Divine Mercy Sunday, you went to confession, and usually what they say is you go a week before, or perhaps even maybe a week after, but preferably before Divine Mercy Sunday, you go to confession. And if you're in a state of grace, you receive communion on that Sunday, then essentially all your past sins forgiven without any debt. Now, normally this is not easily done. See, this is where often people have this lie that God just wipes away your sins so easy. It's not. It is not easy. So for instance, the church that is an instrument of Jesus says that we must have perfect contrition to be perfectly pardoned. But to have perfect contrition is super, super difficult. Don't count on it. Our sorrow for our sins is usually not perfect. It's usually selfish. So what Jesus is offering us is unbelievable. If you knew how difficult it was to be holy, to be perfect, to get into heaven, you would be running to the Catholic Church right now, waiting for Divine Mercy Sunday, more than Black Friday, more than anything. Do not be deceived into thinking that it's easy to get into heaven just because you say that you love Jesus. Do not be deceived, my Protestant friend, that it is easy to get into heaven because someone says all you have to do is just say, I accept Jesus. Because Jesus Himself says, and the Bible says, even the demons say, I believe, I know that God is real, I believe in God, and they're still evil. It takes more than that. You have to be holy and perfect as my Heavenly Father is perfect, Jesus says. Jesus says that. You have to fulfill Jesus' commands. So if you really understand all that Jesus asks us, you shake in your pants, you shake in your boots, and you realize, oh my gosh, there's no way. I'm going to have so much debt before God when I die. Therefore, Jesus offers us this feast of divine mercy. My friends, please go to confession from now till Divine Mercy Sunday. On Divine Mercy Sunday or the vigil Saturday before, go and receive communion. Please spread this message. Please, please. Don't watch any of my other videos. I don't care. But listen to this. Divine Mercy Sunday, April 11th. Go and receive communion. If you're not Catholic, figure it out somehow. Go tell the priest, make me Catholic right now. Please. Jesus is talking to you right now. Divine Mercy Sunday, this Sunday, it's more important every year. I can't wait to see you there. God bless you. Have a beautiful day.